Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on Saints Radio. Christian Garrick live out here at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Come on out, hang out for the next hour. We're going to be here every Thursday during the football season. Next week, we're going to have Saints safety Kurt Coleman as our guest from 6 to 7 o'clock. Jerry and LaPlace, James on a cell phone. Sit tight. We're going to welcome in now the voice of the Saints, Zach Streif, at Zach Streif on Twitter. Zach, how are you this evening, man?
Doing well, Christian. How you guys doing?
Good. Let's start with Saints-Falcons. So, as a player, do you feel this rivalry? Is it different? What's it like as a player to go through Saints-Falcons week?
This is one of the games, and I don't think it's as common, certainly not as common in pro football, but there's a real palpable difference for this game for players, I think. It's hard to avoid it during the week. You get more people in this week than any other, kind of like, come on, you got to win. Like, we can't lose to the Falcons. And I think you can feel that. You can certainly feel it in both of the stadiums, really, where, you know, there's just more energy and people are more into it. And, you know, when you see people as much as we see them, you can build a rivalry within the guy that you're playing. And we definitely feel it. And I know that the guys this week are feeling it. But that's also a good thing. It helps you elevate your play. And I think really a game like this couldn't have come at a better time for this team.
Why do you say that?
Well, when you think about it, you know, the Saints are sitting in a very similar situation that they were sitting in last year. The first two games. Now, you know, we were 0-2 last year at this time. We're 1-1 right now. But for a lot of people, they feel like we're 0-2. So fortunately, we're not. But, you know, these next 2 weeks are going to tell a story about this team and see where this team is at. And just like last year, two, you know, somewhat disappointing. Obviously, last year, two losses. This year, two games that, you know, nobody feels great about. And then you're going to go on the road. You're going to leave the Dome for 2 weeks. And when you come back, there'll be a much clearer picture of who this team is and what they're made of. And it's the same thing that happened last year. You know, you go to Carolina and then we fly across the Atlantic Ocean and beat the Dolphins and come back. And, you know, that was the beginning of an 8-game run for us. And I think that this has that same type of makeup for this team.
Zach Streif, the voice of the Saints here on Saints Radio. Saints and Falcons Sunday at noon right here on WWL. And, Zach, I'm curious to know from an offensive line perspective how you would answer this. How much do the Saints miss Mark Ingram? Is it the O-line not opening enough holes, or is it Mark Ingram, or is it a combination of both?
Well, it's always a combination. It's always, you know, it's part of the line, it's part on the backs, it's part on the scheme. I mean, it just is what it is. You know, there were some runs last week I know the staff didn't feel great about, and you know, a couple situations where we got looks that they had never seen before. It wasn't what was expected, and it ended up not being a good look. So it's a combination, I think. You know, this group needs to find, you know, without Mark, and I think Mark has some certain schemes that he really excels at. And so, in turn, we as a team have excelled in those schemes. And I think maybe in the first couple of weeks we've kind of force-fed those a little bit. You know, some of the gap schemes that we were really effective at last year, you know, I don't know that we have a true duo runner in the backfield. So I think what you're seeing is us having more success running off tackle, more stretch zone, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that kind of see an uptick in terms of how much we're utilizing it, because I think it fits the backs that we have now better.
Zach, we didn't see a whole lot from the starters in the preseason, right? I'm talking about reps. And I'm wondering, I'm trying to put my finger on this, and I've went through everything that I possibly could think of, and yeah, I even, you know, expressed the opinion to you that it might not be because you know, they didn't run a physical camp. You said no, it's a very physical camp. So did the starters get enough reps? That's the only thing I can think of now. Did they get enough reps in preseason games?
The only year that I can remember the reps being higher for the first group was 06.
Huh.
So we've been running the same reps with the starters for a very long time. I mean, the one person that you'd say has seen a dramatic reduction in his preseason reps in the last three seasons is Drew Brees,
sure,
who started absolutely on fire. So, I don't think it's that. And I think it's hard to put your finger on, you know, why is this happening? Why every year does it seem like a slow start? Now, I would tell you this. These first two games, we've lost these first two games, or we lost the first game. Obviously, last week was a little bit of a disappointment to a lot of people. But in both of those games, the Saints team has found ways to make runs in the fourth quarter. And I think that's kind of the big difference that I see from years past. Like, when you take a look at last year's games, the Vikings and the Patriots, we just got flat-out beaten those games. I mean, there was no comeback occurring in either one. This year has been a little bit different. I think, one, you have a Bucs team that's probably better than people thought they were going to be, really talented offensively, and have played really well. And then a Browns team that people are worried about what the Browns did last year. They have 31 new players on that team. It's really hard to say you guys are a no-win team. They're not going to not win any games. This year it's a decent team. But I like that the Saints team has found ways to win, to come back, to have energy in the fourth. I think this team has that ability. You know, you talk about camps. I've heard now a couple people mention, because it's not a physical camp, I don't know where it comes from, because I don't know any better.
Knuckleheads like me.
I don't know any better, listen, right, because I only had camp in New Orleans. But when we get guys in from other teams, they sit in the locker room every day and say, are you guys for real? Is this really what you do? This is normal? I mean, there are 29 camps in the NFL that are less physical than the Saints. So I don't. If it's anything, maybe it's the other direction. Maybe the camp is so hard that it takes guys a little bit of time to get their bodies back to 100% coming out of it.
Zach Strief, the voice of the Saints here on Sports Talk, at Zach Strief on Twitter. And Zach, we're going to shift gears a little bit. It's something that you kind of jumped into a little bit this week, as we saw last week, this story unfold with Andrew Robinson being ineligible for a year. And when you started really studying it, started really sinking your teeth into it, you were highly alarmed. Why?
Well, when you start looking into not only Andrew's case, but a lot of different cases that have occurred throughout the state, what I think is alarming to me is that the kids are getting punished for grown-ups' mistakes. And I don't understand that in any way, shape, or form. It's not an excuse to say, well, we don't know how to punish the parents. You don't make up for punishing parents by punishing kids.
Right.
Andrew's case certainly stuck out to me when you look at it, because it's so blatant on its surface of, you know, here's a kid whose dad, you know, had his contract terminated, who was a coach at the school, and he has to go and find work, and the family has to move. That's how they ended up there in the first place. You know, they came down from Tennessee. They're not local people from Houma. They didn't grow up around there. They came down from Tennessee because he got a job there. And so it makes perfect sense that, yeah, you got to move on. I don't know why every school involved in that wouldn't do everything in their power to assist that being as smooth as possible for the kid. I don't understand that for the life of me. So for anyone who feels like, well, you know what, you know, there's kids that, you know, there's people that are recruiting and there's people transferring. And when you find someone that is actively recruiting a player, I am all for going after that coach or organization or school that does that. And I think the way to handle it is to say, go ahead, go and recruit a player. If we catch you, you're never coaching again in high school football, and eliminate it. If that's the concern. But the worst thing, in my opinion, is pulling sports away from a kid for clerical errors or disagreements and how or why he left. To me, it's completely insane. And it's extremely destructive to a lot of these kids' futures. I know Andrew in particular is a kid that has a chance to play college football. If you don't think my life was completely altered by getting a scholarship to Northwestern, you're fooling yourself. And if someone had taken that away from me because my parents formed out a paper wrong, you can't even begin to add up the financial windfall that I would have lost by having that happen to me. And I don't agree that that should happen to any kid. And I think if the mission statement of the LHSAA is to protect the integrity and the kids and all that, if the kids are in the mission statement at any point then they need to be what's paramount. And I don't think anyone in that organization would argue with me that the point of the organization isn't to make the environment as good as possible for the kids. And I don't think that they're doing that. I think they're lost in things
politics
that don't matter near as much as the kids. Exactly, the politics of it.
Zach, were you surprised to hear Eddie Bonine not even be able to recite his mission statement that I asked him on the air?
Yeah, I mean, in an organization like that, I think it's necessary. I mean, I think, you know, what is the point of the organization existing? And if everybody, just like any company, really, if people aren't on the same page of, hey, here's what we're looking to do, and this is what all of our objectives are, then you get lost in it. And you know, maybe that's completely innocent. Maybe it really is that they've kind of gotten lost. But what is, if that's the case, it's really frustrating that no one is mature enough to stand up and say, hey, we screwed this up, and we got to fix it. And, you know, it breaks my heart. It's not just for Andrew. It's for any kid that's had it happen. I've had numerous people reach out to me. I've had other stories sent my way of families doing something completely innocent and then getting hammered for it by an organization that's supposed to be there to protect the best interest of kids. And I just, I couldn't disagree with it more, and I feel my heart breaks for him. It really does. And I don't think that that amount of empathy exists within that organization, and I think that's a massive problem.
Zach Street, the voice of the Saints. Have a good call on Sunday, man.
Thank you, Christian. I appreciate it. You guys have a good night.
All right, you bet. Coming back for James on the cell phone, Jerry in LaPlace, also Skip Holtz. I sat down with Louisiana Tech head football coach earlier this week. Take a listen in a few moments after our CBS news headlines here on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.